Greetings, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, Phenix City, and the entire Tri-City area. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversations with yours truly, Michael Soul. As you all know, we are in the middle of a serious pandemic with this coronavirus, and I need everyone to continue to take the proper precautions to stay healthy and safe. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Don't touch your face. Maintain social distancing at least 6 feet apart. And if you have to go out, please, by all means, wear a mask. I'm seeing more people wearing their masks out when they're out and about making their grocery runs. And that's a good thing. That's going to make sure that you protect yourself and others. And in the words of the Surgeon General, we all have to act like we have it. So not only that, but also, please continue to stay at home and enjoy another edition of Sunday Conversations. Here in Columbus, at last count, we had over 200 cases of coronavirus right here, and it is so serious. As we are trying to beat the coronavirus here in Columbus, in Phenix City, in Fort Benning, and in surrounding areas, in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, New York, California, the whole entire United States is trying to beat the coronavirus, but we have to follow that guidance coming to us from the CDC and our leaders. The goal is to flatten the curve, and the only way to do that is to follow the guidelines set by the CDC and stay at home unless you have an essential reason to be out. With that being said, our special guest with us today is our very own Mayor Skip Henderson. He'll be here to discuss some new parameters as it relates to the shelter-in-place order and what that means for our community. And I know there's been some confusion surrounding the increased police presence over this weekend in particular, so we'll give the mayor a chance and an opportunity to address that question as well. So sit back, relax, gather around, and enjoy another edition of Sunday Conversations. It is Sunday Conversations, and we are having a conversation today on this Sunday with Mayor Skip Henderson of the great city of Columbus. He's on the line with us now. Skip, how you doing, sir?
Michael, I'm good. I hope you are.
I am, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on this edition of Sunday Conversations.
No, absolutely. I can't thank you guys enough for what you do to keep the public informed on what's going on in the community.
So as we get started on this conversation, I first want to ask you personally how you are doing, sir.
I'm doing well. I have just absolutely amazing team that helps, that allows me to lean on them a little bit as we try to navigate some of the tougher decisions and issues that we're dealing with right now, because there's no rule book for this. I don't know that anybody told me this was going to happen when I was running for mayor.
Okay.
but it's just one of those things that is terrible as it is. It brings out the best in so many people in this community, and I've never been prouder of my hometown.
So, you know, last month, as a precaution, you self-quarantined and were tested for the virus after coming into contact with someone who was tested for it. Are you able to share your results and other precautions that you took?
Yeah, we did exactly what the CDC and the Department of Public Health tells you to do. I had a very, very close individual to me, close to me, who was put in a hospital and was tested. And so until they got their results back, I followed the recommendations from the CDC, and I stayed home. And it gives you a unique perspective when you are truly locked down and quarantined. I did that for about a week, and then they got their tests back. Their tests were negative. So I was very happy for them and also happy for me, and really thrilled for my wife because she could get me back out of the house and back to the office.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mayor Skip Henderson of Columbus. Back in March, Mayor Henderson, you issued a declaration of local emergency for the city of Columbus where people should not gather in groups of 10 or more at that time. And it also ordered some businesses to close. Since then, the governor has issued the shelter-in-place order for the state of Georgia. Did his order place more restrictions for our citizens? And where are we now with that stay-in-place order?
Well, actually, one of the things that his order did was it suspended any local orders. So his actually, it's a little broader. His is a true shelter-in-place, which requires all of Georgians, but from our perspective, specifically our residents of Columbus, to remain at home unless they have some essential travel in response to an emergency on their part, which we tend to view as a health, safety, or welfare type of activity. The businesses they termed as essential or non-essential, and they did continue a couple of closures with regards to a few industries. I know that the salons and the personal care businesses, nightclubs and bars were closed. But the others, they kind of left it to the discretion of the business owner to be able to go to their place of business and do what they call minimum maintenance to ensure the viability of their business. And it also includes being open to the public. It's a little bit of a dichotomy there, because you're really not supposed to be on the road unless you've got some type of pressing essential need. And it also gave enforcement capabilities not only to the sheriff, but also to our local police department.
Once again, we are having a conversation right now with Mayor Skip Henderson. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 4 weeks now, we've been covering the coronavirus, of course, here on Sunday Conversations. And Mayor Henderson, we talked earlier with Congressman Sanford Bishop. He gave us the details on the stimulus package. We then focused on the school district. We talked with Mercedes Parham, Director of Communications there. And then we talked with a doctor as well, and then a mental health physician last week as well. Talk about how you see the city of Columbus responding to all of these changes and the directions and guidance that we're getting now, and what else would you like to see us do better?
You know, I continue to be impressed with the vast majority of the residents of our city. They've been, for the most part, complying. They've been limiting activities outside. They've been, when they did, they made sure to practice social distancing, and I've even seen an uptick in the number of folks that are out. When they are out, they're wearing masks. So I think our community has bought into the fact that the only way, the only weapon that we have to fight this virus is ourselves, and it's our willingness and desire to take care of our neighbor, to have each other's back, to look after each other, because I mean, face it, the younger folks in our community, if they contracted this virus, it would be minimal, if any, symptoms. They might not even know, they might even think they have a cold. But then if they unintentionally pass it on to a parent or a grandparent, it's a whole other ballgame, because those are some of the more at-risk individuals in our community. So I think for the most part, people are doing well. I will say that over the next couple of weeks, when we are sort of anticipating our surge in terms of hospitalized cases, we desperately need them to double down on the sheltering in place. If you must go out, take precautions, wear a mask, and make sure you stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Let's clarify that now, too, because there's still some people who aren't clear on the shelter in place order and essential versus non-essential needs. What's the best explanation of that order?
You know, if I could keep it as short and sweet as I could, and it's not going to cover all the bases, but I'll tell you that if you have to go to the grocery store, if you have to go to your doctor, if you have to go to a pharmacist, go. Those are essential. Anything else will wait another week or two. Shelter in place. Stay at home. If you must go out to the grocery store, buy enough groceries to last you a couple of weeks, and then just stay put. If you have to go outside, the governor has left parks open. But why go to the park? My wife and I have been taking the dog for a walk every day right around our neighborhood. If we see somebody coming down the street, we go to the other side. It's really not that difficult. It's very simple. And if we can comply with these requests, we're going to be in much better shape in terms of the human suffering. And frankly, we'll be better shape with when you consider the financial impact that could be lingering for a while as well.
Once again, on Sunday Conversations, we're talking with Mayor Skip Henderson, everything about the coronavirus and how it affects our community. Mayor Henderson, with regard to social distancing, and as I was on the radio, I said, now, these are words that we've never really used, but so far, do you think social distancing and the shelter-in-place order is helping to curb this spread in Columbus? And where are we now? And are you keeping up to date with those numbers? And can you give us a glimpse of these numbers and where we are right now?
We monitor those numbers every day, probably three or four times a day. And we monitor the positive test that we get from the Department of Public Health. As of today, April 16th at 12 noon, we're at 192 cases. Now, we've had four residents of Muskogee County that have lost their lives and were tested positive with COVID-19. I'm convinced that what we did, we stood up the mayor's medical response team back in the middle of February. We were already talking about closing some public venues at the end of February, the very first of March. And then we sort of incrementally increased the restrictions as the situation necessitated. And I think because of the way we tried to get out as early as we could and the way the citizens reacted in complying, I think that did hold down and sort of flatten the curve. The thing that, when I talk about flattening that curve, what we're trying to avoid is a real sharp increase in such a huge influx of people into our hospitals that it overwhelms our facility. And as of this date, we've been able to mitigate that and make sure that doesn't happen. So we're hoping and we're very confident that we're going to be able to continue to provide the necessary resources through our hospitals to be able to handle whatever comes down the pike over the next few weeks.
Mayor Skip Henderson on Sunday Conversations. Mayor, with regard to holding us accountable, are there any fines associated with not adhering to the orders? And then for those citizens who may have an issue that they'd like to report, how should they do that?
You know, they can. We've been allowing people to either respond through the send those through the 311 call center, or they can send an email to the mayor's office. Go on the website, and you can contact us. But there's another resource out there. The Georgia Department of Economic Development has set up an outstanding website. And at the very top of their homepage, you can click on something. I think it's Business and COVID-19, and it'll take you to a series of web pages that will give you it'll give you some clarity as to what businesses are essential, what are not, and what the obligation and responsibilities are of the individual. With regard to the any types of fine or any kind of citation, we have really been sensitive to the fact that we want to approach this from a standpoint of education and encouragement, and that's what we've done to date. But without a doubt, over the next couple of days and couple of weeks, we will begin to hold people a little bit more accountable. The word is out. People know what shelter in place means. They know what activities are permitted. So we're going to have some of our public safety officers asking the question. They'll ask them, what is your essential business? What brings you out today? And if it doesn't meet one of those guidelines within the governor's order, you may be cited. And it's up to the judge at that point, but the fine can reach as high as $1,000.
Once again, on Sunday Conversations, Mayor Skip Henderson taking time out with us to talk to us about the coronavirus and all the things related in our city. Mayor, as far as the stay-at-home order, I want to stay on this for a minute, because as we got the information about the presidential primary election taking place now on June 9th, and then advanced voting will start on May 18th, if I'm correct, that gives us some kind of a timeline as far as when things will move to a new normal. But how long is the order to stay at home? And do you foresee any changes to this time frame?
Right now it's been extended. The shelter-in-place order is extended through April 30th, but the governor's declaration of emergency was extended through May 13th, which empowers him with certain rights that he can exercise on behalf of the legislature without convening them. I wish I had a good solid answer for whether or not I thought it would be continued from the 30th. so much depends on us and how we react to this particular order and how well we perform under it. But I'll tell you, I think it's interesting when you start to imagine what our new normal will look like. Because I do not think that this is going to be like flipping a switch where we're going to open the gate and let the horses run free. It's going to happen incrementally. I can envision a point in time where as we relax some of the restrictions, we make masks mandatory and make it a misdemeanor not to be wearing one if you're in public. Because there still is going to be the need to try to maintain distance and do whatever we can to cut down on the opportunities for the transmission of the virus. But the bottom line is we've got to balance it because we've got to get people back to work. I mean, our folks have been awesome about bearing up and kind of soldiering on with some of these restrictions, but it's got to end at some point, even if it's a phased-in ending, because we've got to allow these folks to continue to provide for their families. That's my biggest struggle as the mayor of this community is finding that balance. The overriding medical issue can't be forgotten, but we also have to remember the underlying financial challenge that many people are facing as a result of this virus.
Mayor Skip Henderson on Sunday Conversations. Mayor, with regard to your staff and your administration and city employees that are under your charge as well, as most companies have taken precautions to protect their employees also, what is the city doing to protect its employees? And then for those who are concerned about coming to work, how are you all handling that?
The city manager and I began working on this probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he has put together an outstanding plan. Most of our employees, any employee that can conduct their job duties remotely is doing that. Our staff, I still come to the office because I feel like the people elected me to kind of be in my office doing my job, so it's just sort of a weird point of pride with me. But and I also think that the folks that are working the doors, they need to see the mayor coming in every day. So I come in every day to the office. But it's just my chief of staff and I. This whole floor is a ghost town. There's nobody else up here. And we do have, the government has to operate. And you still have people that have to appear before judges. There are still custody cases. There are temporary restraining orders. There are things that still have to happen. So the building is open. But we try to monitor the folks that are coming in, making sure they're not exhibiting any symptoms, and we have a limit on how many people can go into certain areas of the building. But the bottom line is, we still are providing the services to the public. They expect their government to continue to function, and that's what we're doing. We're just doing it a little differently, utilizing technology, and trying to be as safe as possible.
I know we were there for the 311 day. Is that line still available for citizens to call when they have some concerns about their services?
Absolutely. I'm still using it. As a matter of fact, I sent an email to them just a little while ago about some citizens' issue. But here's the interesting thing. Those ladies are actually operating right now from their homes. They're on duty, and they're answering all the calls. They're dispatching them. They're kind of farming them out to the right department, and we're still doing the business of the city. We're just doing it a little differently.
It is Sunday Conversations, and we are having a conversation with Mayor Skip Henderson. Mayor, as we get ready to wrap up, I'll be honest with you. When I heard of your situation, and it broke kind of like right as all the news started breaking about the coronavirus and really entering the United States at that time, it was an eye opener for me. I'll be honest, when I saw your story, the mayor is self-quarantined, and then I started hearing about other people that I knew that were self-quarantined, man, it really brought reality home. As far as testing goes, the normal time frame to get the test results back are 3 to 5 days, and at least one healthcare facility in Columbus is offering new rapid tests to get those results back quicker. Do you know if any more facilities will gain access to this test?
I think as the test kits themselves become more available, we will absolutely see them utilized. The Department of Public Health is using a different lab and a newer test. That is now they're able to get those results in 6 to 24 hours. There is a care facility here in town that probably the same one you heard about, that they're actually using a process where they draw your blood. If they see something in your blood that would indicate you need to be tested, they swab it, and they've got your answer in less than 30 minutes. So I think there are a couple of things that need to happen to really expedite the victory over this virus. And one of them is making more tests available and making those tests easier to get a result on. And then the other thing we need to do is press forward with some type of vaccination that will protect people from getting this virus. And until we have both of those in abundance, we're going to continue to have to change the way we deal with our interactions with other people. But it is coming around. They are beginning to get the tests made available. And I can tell you, I want to echo what you said, Michael. It was very insightful. And that is that, you know, when we read about it in the paper, when we hear it on the radio, when we hear somebody talking about somebody, it's one thing. But when somebody that we know or somebody that we interact with on a regular basis or even somebody in our family gets this virus. Now, the good news is the numbers are still about 82 to 85% of the people that become infected don't even need hospitalization. But because it can be transmitted so easily, because it can have such a devastating effect on certain demographics in our community, it really makes you pause. And it makes you realize that I have a role I can play. Why in the world would I not do everything in my power to try to help protect these other individuals who desperately need our help in protecting them? Just makes sense to me.
I'm glad you addressed that as well, because that news broke, you know, with the Surgeon General as well, as far as how this virus is really affecting the Black community. How do you see that, and what would you say to our citizens here in Columbus about protecting themselves and really taking this serious?
Well, you know, I tell you, that's one of the things that has really bothered me. In fact, we have all, back at the end of 2019, we had already kind of begun to ramp up a mayor's commission on health. And one of our focuses is on some of the disparity in people who are living in impoverished areas and living in areas. And frankly, there's a disproportionate number of our African-American community that live in impoverished areas. Well, there are food deserts. There's not access to healthy foods. There's not immediate access to health care. There's transportation issues. So it stands to reason when I started seeing the numbers come in and the disparity between minorities and the folks that were being infected by this virus, I thought, well, that's why. I mean, we've got to continue to work on what we have already started working on, and that is trying to address poverty, trying to address the limited accessibility to some of the necessary things that everybody needs just to live a satisfied, healthy life. So we've got those things in place. I think this shows how important it is that we continue to pursue them. And we intend to, as things get back to sort of normal, whatever the new normal looks like, we intend to pursue those very, very hard.
Mayor Skip Henderson, once again on Sunday Conversations. Mayor, as we close out, give us some marching orders as we go forward, things that you would like to see, things that really concern you right now, is not only in our city, but as far as our state and our nation right now. Give us some marching orders as we go forward from here about dealing with and beating this coronavirus.
You know, we are the weapon. The people of this city, this state, this country, and globally speaking, we are the weapon. And the weapon, the only way you can cut, it's like a war. The only way you win at war is you cut off the resource supply. You cut off the food supply. That's what I want people to do. I want you to, if for a relatively short period of time, if we just stay at home, stay distance, and then be smart when we have to venture out, we're going to beat this virus, and we're going to come out stronger, more unified, and a more of a true community than we were coming in.
Mayor Skip Henderson on Sunday Conversations. Mayor, as always, we want to thank you for taking time out. Give the citizens of Columbus and the surrounding areas your contact information to reach your office for any issues that they may have or need your assistance.
Absolutely. The easiest way is 706-225-4712. That's the front desk. It comes in here to the mayor's office. If I'm not available, I've got three people that are probably smarter than me that can kind of help you get what you need. Or if you need to email us, you can email me at skiphenderson@columbusga.org. And, of course, you can go to our Facebook page. We tend to push out a lot of information through our social media.
Mayor, thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you with good health. Thank you so much. And please,
you,
and please give our regards to your wife as well. Thank you.
I'll do it. Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for this Sunday's edition of Sunday Conversations with Mayor Skip Henderson. We hope you enjoyed that conversation. Next Sunday, we are doing a very special show on survivors, as I have now been made aware that there are people that I even personally know who have beat the coronavirus. We're hearing about all of the deaths all over the nation, and it is a reality check. But now we're going to hear about the survivors. So make sure you're here, same station, same place, same time for the same great show, Sunday Conversations. Remember to tune in next Sunday. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay at home. Remember to practice safe social distancing. Remember to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Remember, if you have to go out, ladies and gentlemen, if you have to go out, please wear a mask. I was so proud. I was at Walmart and I saw an entire family, mom, dad, and the children, and everybody had on their masks. And that was just a good thing to see. And remember, if we don't have to go out to go to work, to make that grocery store run, or you got a medical situation, stay at home. We're going to beat this and we're going to beat it together. Thank you for listening to Sunday Conversations. Peace and blessings. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.